It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, that's right. So okay, we'll keep things rolling here on our Twitter account. This one is from at @Bears_Dubs, spelled with a Z.
What up, Dubs?
Yeah, Dubs. They asked, I don't know if this is he or she, I don't want to presume. They asked, hey, it's 2025, you know?
Look at you being all courteous to the Take the North listeners.
They ask, who gets an extension first, Joe Tooney or Kyler Gordon? And follow up to our conversation earlier, is Brisker going to be back next year?
Ooh, this is a good question. I mean, a perfect follow-up being that we were just talking about overpaying guards. So this is an interesting situation. Yeah, the Bears, do they want Joe Tooney long-term, 32 years old? It does appear that, you know, there is gas left in the tank. And what would be worthwhile? Like, if you get 3 years out of Joe Tooney at that position, like 3 good years, that's probably what the goal would be, right? At 32,
yeah.
So that would put him at 35. And maybe even realistic considering where he is in terms of mileage and age and quite frankly, just how good he is when you add the worth it part. But I guess the question was like, who's going to get it done? Is it going to be Joe Tooney first? Is it going to be Kyler Gordon first? Man, I think probably Kyler Gordon. I think that's going to be, obviously, it's probably not going to be as expensive as Joe Tooney, or maybe. I mean, talking about cornerbacks in the league, but I think that they will get something done. I mean, I talked to Kyler Gordon with other reporters recently at a Bears event, the Ed Block Courage Awards, and you know, he had a very casual attitude about it. He made it clear again, Kyler Gordon very much still wants to be here. I'd be shocked if the Bears didn't want him to be here, considering how good he is at that unique position, at that nickel defensive spot, and the fact that Kyler Gordon is just a player that continues to ascend and wants to be here.
I do agree that I think both of them are going to get extensions. I'm with you. I think Kyler Gordon gets the extension first, just because of how you know his youth and the way that he's everyone around the staff, you know, Ben Johnson, Ryan Poles has spoke glowingly about Kyler Gordon. You know, even, you know, get, you know, like Dennis Allen in his opening press conference with the Bears, I think Kyler Gordon's the only defender he mentioned by name. if I remember correctly, and or maybe it was Ben Johnson who's the only one he mentioned by name. But anyway, like he's a guy that has jumped off the page for opposing guys coming into the organization, and I think that he's a top priority. So I think he gets it done first. Joe Tooney, I believe he'll be the next order down. I'm presuming they want to keep him around. Maybe, though, they get into the season a little bit. Like, I expect, let me put it this way, I expect Kyler Gordon to be done by the end of training camp. And I would think Joe Tooney gets an extension sometime during the season. Like, maybe they want to get into the season, make sure he's healthy, make sure he's still got it. And, okay, like, we'll give you a couple more years with all the guarantee money being in, and an easy out for the team in year two if, you know, his play falls off or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think that that's probably the way that things go down. And so it, because I think, you know, you don't give up. I mean, they only gave up a future fourth, but, you know, they gave up draft capital to bring Tooney in here. And so I would expect that they did that with the idea being we're going to keep him here for years while we develop talent further down on the depth chart, whether it's through the draft or someone they sign.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And one thing you should not count out in the Kyler Gordon equation is that Kyler Gordon was Ryan Poles' first draft pick. And it's a success story. Like
totally.
Right? I mean, that is whatever you say, what you want to say about the Bears in the last few years, but that is a developmental success story. I mean, he was no slouch. I mean, he was a second round pick.
Right.
So there's a certain expectation, obviously, but they drafted him, they developed him, and he gets mentioned by national announcers like Joe Buck about potentially being one of the best nickel cornerbacks in the league.
Yeah, he's a really good player, and you know, especially, you know, you get him in the second round, so that's a guy that they identified as a someone they can bring in and develop that has all the tools you need to be a great nickelback. And you know, it's fun because they put so much on him his rookie year. I don't know if you remember, he was their number one outside corner and their number one nickelback. So he was playing both positions, which is a lot to learn in a modern NFL defense as a rookie. And so now he's just the nickel. So that's obviously why he's settled in a little bit more. So and then as for Brisker, I don't think we got to address that part of the question.
Yeah.
You know, I think we kind of hinted at this. I don't think he's going to be back in 2026. Unfortunately, is fun as he is to watch. And he's a nice kid who, if he stays healthy, is going to have a really good NFL career. I just think, you know, the priority is going to be Kyler because he's shown he's healthy and he's shown that he's a really high level player, and they have other needs on the roster. And quite frankly, a box safety is just a lot easier to find than a really good nickel or a really good guard or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. I hate to say it, but I agree with you. And I say that because it would have been like Jaquan Brisker likes being a Bear. You hear him talk.
Oh,
we read the Instagram post. He loves it here. He loves trash talking the Packers. I mean, he's kind of one of us. Jaquan Brisker is like, he digs it. He fits in with the mentality of the city, the mentality of the organization, all of that. But yeah, in the realistic, unfortunate cutthroat league world of the NFL, a guy like that who is, you know, when we're talking about concussions and injuries and availability, it's pretty hard to say, yeah, we're gonna roll out the bank here in the second contract. But we'll see. We don't know what the expectations would be out of Jaquan Brisker. So yeah, I'm pessimistic that they're gonna be looking to prioritize that at this point. I am a little more optimistic. You say you don't think he's gonna play?
No, I think he'll play past but I just don't think it'll be as a Bear.
Okay, sorry. I heard that a certain way, so I'm glad I clarified that. I probably was the only one who actually heard it that way. That's okay.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.